As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bob, I'm deeply saddened to report this is our final visit with Jay Caulfield because the Penguins didn't make the playoffs again.
Yes, but it opens up plenty of golf opportunities on the calendar.
That's very true. You're going to be free on Wednesdays now, aren't you, Jay?
Yes, I will, Joe. Bob, how are you guys?
We've never been better.
It's a great day, Jay. I imagine you sound like you're getting ready to tee him up, if I guessed correctly. Or
well, I'm out of town with my good friend, my buddy Brad Dressen, you know, the North Park Lounge in Cranberry.
Yeah.
We're on a little golf trip now.
I remember Brad from last year. Yeah, good dude.
Yes, great guy, and you know, hits the ball forever. But great time we're having. But it's good to talk to you guys. And Joe, I hope you get out today.
Well, Bob and I recently played Oakmont, Jay, and I'll have you know that while my score was incalculable, I did par number 13. Legitimately parred it, so I can say for the rest of my life, I parred a hole at Oakmont.
Congratulations, Joe. That's awesome. And Bob, it's great you guys went out there, and what a treat that is, Joe. Huh? There's nothing like that.
Oh my God, yes.
And wait till the U.S. Open comes and all these new things they've done, Jay. It's going to be interesting to see how they score.
Yeah, no, I know, Bob. Right, and the rough, what that'll be like, Jesus.
5 inches all the way
amazing.
Through.
Yeah, they're guys they're just at a different level, completely.
Well, unfortunately, the Penguins are at a different level right now, but not the good kind, Jay. They're not making the playoffs anymore. It's 3 years running. And I want to ask you first here, and it's Jay Caulfield, Stanley Cup champion, on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Kyle Dubas had an interesting answer when he was asked about Mike Sullivan, whether he'd be back, and he didn't necessarily say yes. He said, essentially, all indications are yes, but I have to meet with Sully. So let me ask you, if you were making the case to keep Mike Sullivan, what would be the first couple of items you'd have on that list?
Well, I think number one would be the respect that Sidney Crosby, the elite players, have for him. That's number one. I think they all understand the roster's not where they want it to be. But I do think when you have respect of your leadership in the locker room, then that's going to carry a lot of weight. I believe also the term, what he has left on the contract, if he wants to be here. Mike Sullivan can go anywhere he wants. Anything that's open, he could go grab it. But when you become the loyalty and what it's all about, and I've also said over time, right, guys, I've also said at some point the message falls on deaf ears. I've made that comment too. But if your leadership and the way Sidney Crosby performs and the comfort zone that they have with each other, that's what, I mean, that you have to make sure all that stays smooth. That's just the way it is. And I think with Sidney Crosby behind him, that's why I think, and Mike Sullivan wanting to be loyal and not jumping ship when the things aren't good, I think that's why he would still be here.
Yeah, and he still has time left on the contract, and he seems to be okay with that. At least that's what Kyle Dubas said. I want to ask you about another former Penguin coach who has an interesting dilemma on his hand. That would be Rick Tocchet out in Vancouver. Jim Rutherford the other day had a press conference, and he said that they are not going to pick up his option. However, they still want him back. And I don't, translation to me, that means maybe that maybe Rick doesn't want to be there. I'm not so sure. There are a lot of openings, and I would imagine he's going to be there. They also plan to make him a really good offer, maybe one of the best offers any coach in the NHL has, to remain in Vancouver. But again, they didn't pick up his option. How do you read that situation, Jay?
I think between the communication that's going on, probably between Jim and Tuck, there's more to it than that. But I also think they need to, that organization is going to have to ante up. They're going to have to give him the right number to have him stay there. Because as I mentioned about Mike Sullivan, Rick Tocchet right now could go anywhere too. I will guarantee that the Rangers would be calling, the Flyers would be calling, Boston would be calling, anything that's open that's worthwhile, that you have depth in your organization, you've got great goaltending. Those two, Mike Sullivan and Rick Tocchet, can go to any of those places, and you're going to have to find the one that's going to pay you the number that you feel is worth making that move. I do believe Rick Tocchet is going to be one of the highest. He'll be the highest paid that's ever been in Vancouver, number one, but he's going to get a good number, a really nice number. And I would bet if they don't come up with the one that just is a sweet spot for Tock, he won't be there. But I expect him to come back with a really good number, Bob. But I also think Tock's going to he has the opportunity to weigh his issues and what are his opportunities. And this is, you look at it, if you're a guy like that, this your next choice right now, this is the one, right? You've got one more to make, in a sense, right? Even though coaching can go on for a long time, you've really got one more choice to make, and he wants to make the right one. And let's say New York is prime. They have the right talent. They have great goaltending. Is that where he would want to go? Or does he want to just stay in Vancouver that has a load of talent but had a lot of issues this year? And the superstar, you know, Pettersson and Miller, that blew up, and the better player went to New York.
Yeah.
So now I do think, though, they got to come up with a big number to keep him, and Tock is going to certainly have his opportunities and options, and he's going to weigh what's best for him at this point. And the way it's worded, it did sound funny. I agree, Bob. Like, we're not picking up his option, but we want him back. Well, I'm not sure what that means. You know, you don't hear it that way too often. But I think inside between their discussions, I think it's more about if they come up with the right number, he'll stay there. If they don't, he's going to move on.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, I think, because it was, to me, a classy move by Jim Rutherford, actually. You know, that he wasn't going to hold him to something he wasn't going to be happy with.
Yeah.
Gives him the option of doing what, but we're going to try to entice you to stay. So it's kind of a interesting dilemma. Most GMs, I don't know, would do that.
That's the way you read that, huh?
That's the way I read it. I don't know if that's right or wrong, but why would you not pick up his option if you have an option to pick up and yet say you want to bring him back at a bigger offer or a better offer?
What if he wants to bring him back at a worse offer?
I don't think that's going to be the case.
I mean, if you don't want to pick up his option, one of the things you might want to do is lessen his salary.
But I think they want to keep him. He made it. You know, they like him a lot, and what happened out there this year may have put a bad taste in his mouth. Plus, as Jay said, there are a lot of openings out there, and maybe he's just trying to be fair with him, you know? I don't know. Jay, you know,
it's a strange
situation.
You
know Rutherford. I don't think he operates that way. I think he's trying to do what's best for the player or for the coach in this case.
Well, I think the respect level that Rick Tocchet has earned and deserved, you know, anything that's going to go back and forth, I think he's giving him a look, and I still find it to be, it was a weird, you know, the comment is kind of strange. Like you said, you really don't hear it that way too often, but I think they've had communication between each other, so Tock pretty much understands or knows where he's coming from, and if he gives him a look, and I do know, you know, that those options out there, there's big money in New York. Boston's never been big money, right? They've always nickel and dimed that side. So that's an option, but it won't be the one for Tock, right? But I think New York, Philly would ante up. But Philly dissed Tock a couple years ago. And I don't think and I think if he looks at the roster, where does he want to go? Can he win in Philly? You know, all those things. That's why I lean in New York and then what you have with Vancouver and what does he want to do? And if it's the right number, I still just go back to that. What's going to be the right number? Because this is, you almost have to look at it like it's your last, this is like your last shot to get just like a player would. I got one last shot at free agency, or I got one last look to get a big number, and that's what he's going to go after.
Jay Caulfield on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line on which you may communicate with City Limits.
Radar.
I was just going to say that. Should we go with Radar, Bomb?
Yeah, why not?
Limits, are you open to that?
He doesn't know Radar O'Reilly, Jay, but we try to tell him about that MASH program.
Yeah, he knows what we're doing before we even do it. He's incredible, Jay.
I would be open to it, but I think we've created such a huge lore around City Limits where people call me that in public.
Now you're endorsing your own nickname, which I thought you wanted people to know you're Austin Bechtold.
I do want that,
Austin Bechtold.
When he's out on the town.
Your dad and mom want that to be known.
People call him Limits when he's out on the town, Bob.
I get both. It's legitimately half and half. Like, I get half Austin, I get half Limits.
This is like Joe Kopp when he would go out on the town when he coached horse. Football. People would go up and say hi, Horse. It was his name was Horse, basically. I don't know what to do, but anyway, you can communicate with Radar on the text line. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm. Where they always say, "There's never a fee unless we get money for you." Jay, I'm a little confused on the Kyle Dubas message. Are they going to go all out to contend next year? It didn't sound like it. He said. The other day that it's one thing to contend for the playoffs. It's another to have a longer term plan. I'm just a little confused. But let's say they're trying to win next season. What's the one area that you would seek to shore up first? I know goaltending, but they apparently have Jari and they have young kids coming up. So I'll say other than goaltending, which part of this lineup would you be seeking to shore up going into next season?
Well, you know what you have with the Crosby line. Even if you just went with Rust and Raquel and went back to that number one, there's one line right there. But then we saw McGroarty, we saw Koivunen, and that can balance out the top six. You need to really find wingers. How many times we've said this over a lot of years too. Like Malkin just needs to find some consistent wingers that can be like how Rust is always on Sid's right side. Whatever it might be. So I think wingers balance out the top six. And if that's Koivunen and McGroarty in that mix and Raquel funnels down, now you've got top six and it can roll, whatever that might be. And then depth. I thought a number of players you come up and the couple moves that they made late, I think there's something to the guys they brought in a little bit later on. So they're finding their depth. They're finding what they have as far as role players, who are their penalty killers, and they've got young D, Joe. So I still think you got to spend money on a top six forward and make sure you round out the bottom six, that you have a mix of toughness, a mix of guys who can produce still to go. I mentioned Kevin Hayes before because he pushed around 15 goals, and if you can get that out of your bottom six, that's what you're looking for, whatever type of player that is. But you need to find depth scoring in the lower half, but you need those guys to fulfill that role. Guys who are going to change the dynamic of a game when it's going sideways. Guys that you can rely on defensively. That's what I would go about, because certainly they are just relying on Sidney Crosby again, running, controlling this, what they do as far as on the ice. You've got that set. You can have your top six almost set, and then you get a round out, and that you really like what you put on the ice, that you're not deficient. And throughout this year, they didn't have it. They just never looked like they had that. If anybody went down, the depth was really challenged. Even though it's better than it was in certain years, it just wasn't there to Mike Sullivan's liking, the fan base, how the games played out. And then certainly, you go back, I think young D are in the system. And I think they're going to be happy with what they have down the line. I'm not sure what's happening with the Carlson thing. That was pretty straightforward about that. If they can move anybody and move that, I think they certainly would do that. I'm not sure how it's going to play itself out, but there's enough young D in the system that they're really developing, that they're really happy with. And that's a great sign. And it's certainly what we said. We can't talk about goaltending, but the fact of the matter is that needs to be something truly. Whoever comes into the locker room next year, you need to have a mindset. I felt it almost needed to be different than what we saw this year. Now, they know what they have with Ned. They understand what his role is as a backup. He understands it. They got to make sure the other side is taken care of. But that's what I look at, and I think that's the only way you can contend. It can't just be Sidney Crosby's line scoring 50%, 40-some percent of the goals throughout the year, and you're not going to be successful. It won't happen. You got to make sure Malkin has wingers that can produce.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, let me jump in here, and I'm interrupting Bob, and I apologize for that, Bob, profusely.
Yep.
But I thought that this could be kept linear here because you mentioned the goaltending, Jay. Do you trust Tristan Jarry to be that guy next year? And do you think the Penguins trust him? I don't. I'd prefer to move on. Your thoughts?
I feel like what he did when he came back, Joe, I felt that's a, you got to tip your cap to him because going through something tough as an athlete where it's gone completely sideways and he righted the ship. He came back and he was producing in numbers that made him look like what he had done in the past. With that being said, I still feel like almost for him as well as a player and the organization, I almost feel like unless they have great conversations over the summer, whatever it is, but we won't know that until they get into the games and then it'll be hasn't won in the playoffs. There's a lot of things going on, but Joe, for me, and I mentioned it before, what he did was outstanding as an athlete, regrouped and came back and was better than he was before. But I still think they almost have to come back with a couple different things on the back end. You need to see somebody different. And I think the locker room needs it. I think he as a player needs it. Because the first thing that goes sideways, everybody's going to be on him again. And then if you go down that black hole again, it's a tough situation. But he certainly did something pretty spectacular that athletes had to battle through, and he did it. I still think it might be better for him to be elsewhere, and I think it might be better for the Penguins to have that happen and start anew. That's how I would look at it. And they might not be able to do that, guys. The contract, a couple years left, all that stuff that goes with it. So there's all that side of it. But I would like to look at it like I want to be when I'm coming into that training camp next year. I want to see something. I need to see something different because the last 3 years, it's tanked us. It's taken us. We haven't made it. We haven't got to the playoffs. And there's a lot, and we can point at that more than a lot of other places. But truly, the team wasn't good in front of them, but the goaltending let them down. And I would not want to start the year the same way as I did the last three. If I can make a move, I would do it.
Yeah, I think most of us would agree with that. And trust, if you make a move, do you need to get if you're going to trust a young goaltender, whether it's Sergei Mirishov or Philip Larson or Blomqvist or any of them, don't you need someone, though, and maybe it's Nedeljkovic still because he signed for one more year, but Dubas has made it sound like anyway, all of these goaltenders are going to be in a fight at training camp. whoever they are. But do you think if they do part company with a guy like Jarry and even Nedeljkovic, would they bring in somebody else to support a younger goaltender?
Yeah, I still see that's the tough part of this whole thing. That's why it's got it. They certainly want to see this. What we've heard about the young goaltender Miroshov, what he's doing, that's a really bright spot. But at the same time, we heard it about Blomqvist too.
Mm-hmm.
And then Blomqvist, you get up to the NHL, it's a completely different. Now it's a different world. Like everybody says, it's different in every role, every position you play. But you don't want to. What if he's not the answer quite yet? You don't want to blow him out of the water. Let him. I think they prefer to let him keep developing. I think that's why they made the conversation about probably Jarry and Ned being back, and there's going to be a competition. And you still do need what you just mentioned, Bob. That's the tough part. Either if you're going to move on, you need to bring somebody else in and let these guys continue to develop, and then it's going to be this guy's team in the future. And that's all the tough decisions that Kyle Dubas has to make. Truly, the contracts. How long do you wait for the young guys to come up, or do you just run with them? It's tough question marks for that.
All right, Jay. Last question here, and it's been a pleasure again working with you this year. You were fantastic every single week, and we really appreciate that. My last question,
guys.
Yeah, before we let you go, is who's going to play in the Stanley Cup final and who's going to win it?
Yeah, wow. You know, I thought Tampa, Florida just has a, there's a different element about Florida. So, Bobrovsky is that good. Their town up top. You know, I still thought Tampa might come back, but I'm going to go out of the West. I'm going to go with Winnipeg and take Winnipeg.
Mm.
And I'm going to go with, I know.
I like it.
Listen, I can't go against. I said I'd pick Tampa last night, even though they got beat, but they scored 6 goals on 16 shots. Vasilevskiy will be better. Tampa Bay will be better. I think Tampa's going to come back, and I'm going to go Tampa, Winnipeg. And I might have just shot myself in the foot because Florida looked pretty good, but I'm going to still stay. I can't change my bet. I'm going to stay Tampa and Winnipeg, and Winnipeg wins.
Wow. The Jets have had the best record in the NHL. I like Tampa, but I had Dallas going against them, and I thought it was a key win the other night against Colorado in overtime. If they had gone down 0-2 going back to Denver, that would have not been good. So I think it's wide open, though. It really is.
It is, guys. And listen, it was a pleasure to talk to both of you all year, too, and really enjoy it, guys.
All right, Jay, we'll be in touch.
Hit them straight, but not often, Jay.
Jay is good with all the aspects of the game.
He is.
He's the VJ Singh of the local golf scene. He's always out on the range improving.
I'll be waiting for the text, the invite. Goodbye, Jay. There he goes, Bob. He's out on a nice course somewhere. He said he's on a golf trip. Where is he?
Yeah, I don't know where he is.
We should have asked
Brad Dreesen, his friend, is a really good dude, and I had a chance to meet him and play with him last year, too. He can play. All these guys can play.
They
hit it far.
I wish I could, but I can't.
You can.
No, I can't.
You made a par at 13 at Oakmont.
I did do that.
Circle the wagons.
There's
maybe
a lot of people who could play 18 at Oakmont and not make a par.
I know.
I made
it's
one.
It's hard.
And I remember it, and I'll remember it for the rest of my life.
I had it on video, and I pushed the wrong button.
I miss hit a pitching wedge. I'd say it was 135 to 40 yards. But luckily, for once, I didn't go in a bunker. I went in between two massive bunkers up to the right of the hole in the rough. And then I made a very nice little chip out of the rough to within, I'd say, 5 or 6 feet, Bob. And
but
then
you were
I drilled
above
the putt.
The hole, though.
Above the hole.
That's a hard putt to make coming down the hill, but you did it.
I did it. And then we celebrated like it was Mardi Gras, didn't we?
Yes.
And I'll never forget it. Jerry Dulac is adamant on whether or not he thinks the Steelers would take Shedeur Sanders. Should he still be there at 21? I'll tell you what he said on his chat next. One of the most well-known play-by-play voices, probably that we've ever heard, passed away yesterday. We'll talk about that. And also, which Steelers legend will be calling out their draft picks? We've heard other legends. Franco Harris, I think, called out Kenny Pickett that year as the Steelers' first pick. Which one is going to walk, or two are going to walk to the podium this year? I'll tell you that next as well. It's Pomp and Joe, and I want to tell you about Gina Giampietro. In the meantime, the big boy Mark Cabali and Dan Zangrilli in the noon hour. Amy recently worked with Gina to sell her home in Dormont and said that she had an incredible experience from start to finish. Amy said Gina's one of the best agencies she's worked with nationwide and that Gina was always responsive. Bob, they told me on the course yesterday I had a good radio voice. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I do, actually. You've done it long enough where I think people identify it. You can go to a bank, stand in line, and not see you, but hear your voice. And that's, I get that a lot, too. It's all about, you know, that's what they, it's sort of your calling card now.
But it sounded better when I worked with Ron, because he has a horrible radio voice. But now I'm with you, so I feel shamed every day because you have the ultimate radio voice.
Well, thank you very much, Joe. Let's go, baby.
Ron, I can't match that voice.
Austin's got a good one, too. So, I mean,
right?
You'll be known not only as radar and limits and whatever else Joe has called you, but voice.
I thankfully have been told that I have a good voice for radio.
You do.
I don't know if I have a face for TV like Bob Pompeiani does, but I certainly have a voice for radio, I'd like to think.
I took it as a compliment. Of course, now I'm working with the guy who has the single best voice in all of Pittsburgh sports. We heard that on Mulsey the Snowman with Bob Sola.
Don't cue that up again.
We played it yesterday.
I don't want to hear it.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.